If you're just tuning in to today's second date update, Vince is on the phone and he wants to call a girl named Tammy. They went out to a hibachi restaurant and he thought the date went horribly because the chef was looking at his date the whole time. So much so that he couldn't even concentrate on his tricks. He screwed up the volcano onion thingy, was flipping shrimp around, couldn't catch it in his pocket, and Vince was outraged. And he thinks the reason that he's not getting a call back is because he didn't leave a tip. So, Vince, we're about to call her, and I hope that at the end of this, whether it goes good or bad, you'll do the right thing and give us the customary 40% tip that you're supposed to give for second date updates.
40.
Yeah, it's a 40% tip standard. Yeah. I don't know if you know that or not, but you should.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, so much for that free dinner at the end of this segment, huh?
As long as you guys give me another date with her, I'll gladly give you 40%.
Well, it's supposed to be either way, but whatever. Okay, fine.
I think your biggest uphill battle is going to be trying to convince her that you don't have a jealousy issue.
I don't think I do. The guy crossed the line. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried my best to keep my cool, but it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And I appreciate if you guys can give me a little help here.
Yeah.
Okay.
For sure. All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Tammy, please?
This is she. Can I help you?
Yeah, I think so. This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, the radio station.
Well, that's a disappointment in that voice.
I know. You didn't sound too excited about that.
I'm excited, but I'm surprised. What's up?
I'm calling you today because somebody emailed us about you.
Oh, good or bad?
You sounded more excited about that than actually talking to us, so at least you're interested in that. Well, good and bad, I guess.
Oh, that could be a number of people. Can you fill in the blanks for me?
Yeah, for sure. Have you heard a second date update before?
Certainly. I listen to this station.
Okay. Well.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're smart, Tammy. Yes. Some people don't even get it when I start mentioning that.
I heard the
Yes.
Putting it all
second
together.
Second date update, you know, where if you go on a date with someone and then end up not calling them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and figure out what happened.
I have never been on this end. I've listened, but it's a little uncomfortable on this end.
Well, hopefully it gets more uncomfortable. Vince is the dude that emailed us.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's okay. He's not totally clueless. Like, he knows that your guys' date didn't go super awesome either.
He's clueless on some other things, so I'm surprised, but go ahead.
What else is he clueless about?
Can you just tell him that you tried calling me and the number was out of service?
That bad, huh?
I mean, can you just tell us what happened and why you don't want to call him back and we can pass it along?
Well, at the start, he was a great guy. And I thought this was going to be a wonderful evening. But it progressively went downhill from there.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
And why? Anything in particular?
We went to a hibachi restaurant, which I thought was a good idea because there's, you know, other things going on and we don't really know each other and we didn't have to make small talk. The food was great, but, you know, they do that little tricks here and there at the hibachi. Mm-hmm. And my date started heckling the chef.
Heckling?
Heckling. It would be the best word. Like, don't drop that, man. Don't drop it. Not in a nice way. Like, oh, I hope he doesn't drop it. You know, flipping shrimp up in the air, lighting things on fire. He just had a rude comment to make every time the chef did something.
Okay.
And the comments felt aggressive?
Aggressive, rude, childish.
Oh, my God.
Like,
I mean, a legit heckler.
Wow, fun.
We talked to him, and he told us that he thought the guy was doing a terrible job. He didn't tell us that he was actually saying things to him, though, about it.
At one point, you're not going to believe this, he actually took a shrimp, tossed it in the air, caught it in his mouth, and he stood up, yelled at the guy, pointed at him, and said, I should work here.
What?
Oh, wow.
I don't think anybody would go if he was working there.
Wow.
Okay, so he was just mean to the dude, and then he was like, I can do your job better than you, you idiot.
Jeez, what a jerk.
And then he doesn't even leave a tip. I mean, at some point, he should have realized he's being rude and embarrassing me and should have at least made up for it. But no, he just made it worse.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
He thought the tip thing was the issue. Apparently, it was also heckling.
Right.
Which is
the
huge.
Hibachi chef.
He could have left the biggest tip going. It didn't make up for all the crude remarks that he made at the hibachi chef.
Right. And if he's going to act that way on a first date, I mean, I can't imagine when he gets comfortable in a situation.
That's good behavior.
He was making a spectacle out of himself. The people around us were pointing fingers. I wanted to crawl under the table.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
That's okay. Bad.
Maybe he was nervous. It was a first date, but I don't know. I think you could control yourself a little better than that. I was absolutely shocked at what was going on.
Tammy, you might be shocked again, and you've heard second date updates before, so you probably forgot or don't remember that Vince is actually on the other line.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vince is on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Tammy, you know I was rude because the chef was rude.
Vince, do you really think that was a reason for you to be as rude as you were? I've never witnessed anything like that. We were on a date and you were acting like a child. I wasn't babysitting anybody. I was on a date. You're right.
Tammy, you know, I mean, I could have fought him, but I didn't.
I could have fought him. That is not the right thing to say right now, Vince.
For sure.
I could have fought him.
Sorry, not sorry. The guy was way out of line. He crossed the line. He was rude. He's looking down your shirt. I mean, he's eyeballing me, for Christ's sake. It was crazy.
Wait, Tammy, did you feel like the hibachi chef was maybe flirting with you at all?
If he were, I didn't notice because I'm a good-looking woman. It happens all the time. I don't take notice of it. And Vince should have been proud, not making a big deal about it.
Yeah.
You know what? The bottom line is he had one job, and that was to cook and to do tricks.
That's two jobs, I think, yeah.
You had one job, to be a date, and you couldn't do that. And by the way, your job is not being a hibachi chef. So throwing shrimp up in the air had no bearing.
You know what? You're just not grateful for me defending the honor the way I did.
What?
You know, a man with class would have taken it as a compliment and made a big deal of the fact that you had me and he didn't. Instead, you just blew everything out of proportion, made it an embarrassment to me and everybody around us.
Vince, I thought the whole point with this was like you to try to get a second date, not you to prove like you're more awful than she even thought.
I'm standing up for myself. Nobody else around here is doing it. I mean, the bottom line was I'm trying to stand up for her when I should have, and she's not even grateful about it. But, you know, I mean, I still want the second date.
Oh.
But, I mean, I'm not going to tolerate getting my toes stepped on or having my lady being disrespected. You know, I didn't appreciate it.
Okay, and Vince, it sounds like Tammy is also super interested in that date. So, Tammy, would you like to go on a second date with Vince? We'll pay for it.
Did you not hear how horrible this whole experience was?
I did.
Were you listening?
I did, but the question
all?
Still stands. Would you like to go out with him?
Look, Tammy, you got to reconsider. Why don't you just come to my house, and I'll cook you anything better that a hibachi chef could have possibly even thought about cooking. I mean, I can make you a nice ribeye, rice, corn, asparagus, and then I can show you some tricks in the bedroom that you can't even imagine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you think he was impressive with that shrimp on the date.
Yeah.
See how See what he can do in the bedroom, Tammy.
How could any woman resist that offer, Tammy?
Come on, Tammy.
Oh, I'm just dying to jump in bed with you, really. After that first spectacular date, that's exactly what I want to do. I've been looking forward since I left the restaurant.
It sounds like
forward.
So you're saying yes now, Tammy, or am I not picking up on some sarcasm? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Pure sarcasm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Vince, you need to calm down a little bit out there in the dating world.
This is not going the way I wanted it to. Hey, look, is it possible I get a date with somebody else if she's not going to go through with it?
What? Just anyone?
Sure. Text in 78592. You want a date with Vince? He's got anger issues and doesn't like hibachi chefs that can't do their job correctly. Text it in.